Good morning, and welcome to Simply Space. It's Friday, April 19th. On today's show, NASA is set to launch a solar sail for sunlight-propelled space travel, and a special coffee cup designed for space has everyone talking. Plus, a space company aims to deliver critical supplies in just 90 minutes. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. NASA is preparing to launch an experimental solar sail into Earth orbit to test a new way of propelling spacecraft through the cosmos using sunlight. The mission, called the Advanced Composite Solar Sail System, or ACS-3, is set to take flight on Tuesday aboard a Rocket Lab Electron rocket from New Zealand. For more on this innovative technology, we turn to our space correspondent. So tell us, how exactly do solar sails work to propel a spacecraft?
Solar sails operate on a fascinating principle. They are designed to catch the propulsive power of sunlight, similar to how a sailboat's boom catches the wind, except in this case, it's the pressure of photons from the sun. When these photons bounce off the reflective surface of the solar sail, they impart a tiny amount of momentum to the spacecraft. It's a very gentle push, roughly equivalent to the weight of a paperclip resting on your palm, according to NASA. But over time, as the spacecraft continues to gain these little bursts of momentum, it can build up significant speed and even overcome Earth's atmospheric drag to reach higher orbits.
That's really remarkable. Now, this particular mission, ACS-3, has some specific goals in testing out this solar sail technology. What are some of the key things NASA is hoping to demonstrate and learn from this flight?
A major objective of ACS-3 is to validate the use of composite boom technology for deploying solar sails in orbit. The booms are made from a lightweight polymer material that remains stiff and resistant to bending or warping under changing temperatures. They span diagonally across the square sail and work to unfurl it once the CubeSat is released at an altitude of about 600 miles above Earth. The process of unfurling is critical and will take around 25 minutes. NASA has equipped the spacecraft with cameras to capture this deployment so they can assess the shape and alignment of the sail. Once fully extended, the sail will measure about 30 feet per side, roughly the size of a small studio apartment. Over the next 2 months, the mission will perform a series of maneuvers to demonstrate how the sail can be used to raise or lower the spacecraft's orbit using only the pressure of sunlight.
It will be exciting to see the results and images from this technology demonstration. Looking ahead, what are some of the potential applications for solar sails in future space exploration missions?
Solar sail propulsion holds a lot of promise because, in theory, the spacecraft can continue to accelerate as long as sunlight is available, without the need for heavy and expensive fuel. The composite boom technology being tested on ACS-3 could enable the deployment of much larger solar sails, up to 500 square meters in size, or about as big as a basketball court. At that scale, solar sails could potentially be used for missions to explore the outer reaches of the solar system and beyond. They could also provide a cost-effective way to do things like remove space debris from Earth orbit. Other upcoming missions, like NASA's NEA Scout, will use a solar sail to visit a near-Earth asteroid, and the Solar Cruiser mission plans to test an even larger 1,600-square-meter sail in 2025. So we're seeing a lot of momentum in the development of this technology, with some exciting applications on the horizon.
We'll be eagerly tracking the progress of ACS-3 and these other missions. Thank you for breaking this down for us. We'll have to check back in as the technology continues to advance. Fascinating stuff. Speaking of fascinating developments in space, drinking coffee presents some unique challenges due to the lack of gravity. But NASA astronaut Donald Pettit came up with an ingenious solution during his time on the International Space Station in 2008, the capillary cup. This zero-gravity cup was designed specifically to allow astronauts to drink liquids like coffee without spilling in the microgravity environment of space. Celeste, tell us more about how this special space cup works.
The capillary cup takes advantage of the principles of fluid dynamics and surface tension to control liquids in microgravity. The cup has a sharp interior corner angle that allows capillary forces to keep the liquid in place. As Pettit explained, on Earth, gravity pulls liquids down into a cup. But in space, there is no gravity to direct the liquid. So as you tilt a normal cup in space, the liquid doesn't get pulled down. It just floats out. The capillary cup's special shape uses capillary action to counter this and keep the liquid contained even when tilted, allowing astronauts to drink somewhat normally.
That's fascinating. So it's almost like the cup uses physics to replace the role of gravity when it comes to drinking. And this was actually the first object invented in space to receive a patent, correct?
That's right. The capillary cup made history as the first object invented off-planet to be granted a patent. Pettit came up with the idea and design while on the ISS as a way to be able to drink liquids without always needing to use a sealed bag and straw, as is typically done. He was able to 3D print prototypes on the station to perfect the design. The cup was featured along with Pettit's design notes in National Geographic magazine back in 2009.
It's pretty incredible to think about having to completely rethink and re-engineer something as basic as a cup for the realities of space travel and life in orbit. Have there been any other interesting observations or reactions to the cup's unique design?
Well, a video of Pettit demonstrating the capillary cup on the ISS recently resurfaced on social media, and many commenters were quick to point out that the cup's unique angular shape bears a certain anatomical resemblance, let's say, to female genitalia. That observation seems to have eclipsed a lot of the discussion around the actual engineering and scientific merits of the design, unfortunately. But I'm sure despite those comparisons, Pettit is still quite proud of his one-of-a-kind invention that solved a pesky daily problem of life in space.
The capillary cup is certainly an impressive and unique example of how the challenges of space travel can lead to new inventions and scientific insights. Thanks for walking us through that story, Celeste. On the topic of space-based solutions, let's turn to a new development in emergency response. When it comes to delivering critical supplies in emergency situations, every minute counts. That's why Colorado-based Sierra Space is developing a new platform called GHOST, which aims to deliver supplies to virtually any spot on Earth in just 90 minutes. Here with more details is our Simply Space correspondent. So what exactly is this GHOST platform, and how does it work?
GHOST is a revolutionary new logistics spacecraft that Sierra Space is currently developing. It's designed to provide on-demand courier services for a variety of clients, including national security operations and aid during natural disasters. The idea is to have an inventory of these GHOST vehicles strategically positioned in orbit, ready to be deployed within 90 minutes to critical locations anywhere on Earth. Once activated, the spacecraft would reorient, begin its re-entry, and use a thermal protection shield to withstand the intense heat. After re-entry, a parafoil would guide the payload to the designated landing area, delivering supplies within 100 yards of the specified target.
That's an incredibly ambitious goal. Has Sierra Space conducted any tests to demonstrate the feasibility of this system?
Yes, GHOST recently underwent a series of 3-drop tests at Space Florida's launch and landing facility. These tests included a terminal drop from 2,000 feet to assess impact dynamics, a controlled parachute descent from 4,000 feet, and a separation of shield and payload components. The tests showcased the vehicle's ability to safely return payloads to Earth. Sierra Space has also been awarded $1.3 billion in prime contracts for satellite constellations under its Orbital Missions and Services organization, which focuses on innovative solutions for national security.
What kind of supplies could GHOST potentially deliver? And how long are these spacecraft designed to operate?
The cargo delivered by GHOST could include a wide range of critical supplies, such as survival kits, inflatable boats, rations, weapons, and other essential items. Each GHOST satellite is expected to have a lifespan of 5 years, after which they would be retired and deorbited. It's important to note that this system would work in conjunction with rapid response launch technology, which allows rockets to be launched on 24 hours' notice. By combining these capabilities, Sierra Space aims to revolutionize our ability to deliver critical supplies to those who need them most, in the shortest possible time frame.
It certainly sounds like an incredibly useful system, especially in emergency situations where time is of the essence. Do you think this could potentially change the way we respond to disasters and other critical scenarios?
Absolutely. The ability to deliver supplies to virtually any location on Earth within 90 minutes could be a game changer in disaster response and other time-sensitive situations. It could mean the difference between life and death for those in need of urgent assistance. Additionally, this system could have significant implications for national security operations, allowing for the rapid deployment of critical resources to frontline personnel. While there are still many challenges to overcome, the development of the Ghost platform represents an exciting step forward in our ability to leverage space technology for the benefit of humanity.
It will be fascinating to see how this technology develops and what impact it could have on our world. Thank you for your insights. Shifting our focus to another cosmic discovery, NASA's Hubble Space Telescope has embarked on a treasure hunt, scanning the vast expanse of space to capture the trails of small asteroids that dart through the solar system. Unlike planets, these celestial wanderers evade easy detection, demanding keen observation and advanced technology to reveal their presence. For more, we turn to our Simply Space correspondent. What can you tell us about this remarkable discovery?
Astronomers recently went on a mission to uncover a hidden population of diminutive asteroids using an extensive archive of images captured by the Hubble Space Telescope over nearly two decades. They meticulously analyzed a staggering 37,000 images, frame by frame, for the faint traces of asteroids. Remarkably, their efforts yielded 1,701 asteroid trails, over 1,000 of which had previously eluded detection. Approximately 400 of these newfound asteroids are quite small, measuring less than 1 kilometer in diameter.
It sounds like an incredible undertaking. How were they able to identify so many previously undetected asteroids?
This astronomical endeavor was greatly assisted by volunteers from across the globe, known as citizen scientists, who dedicated their time and expertise to the identification process. Their contributions, combined with sophisticated machine learning algorithms, proved instrumental in identifying these elusive celestial travelers. The lead author of the study, Pablo Garcia Martin of the Autonomous University of Madrid, expressed surprise at seeing such a large number of candidate objects, confirming the existence of this small asteroid population.
What can the abundance of these small asteroids tell us about their origins and the evolution of our solar system?
The abundance of small asteroids unearthed by this survey provides crucial clues to their origins and evolution. One prevailing theory suggests that these small cosmic fragments are remnants of larger asteroids that have undergone cataclysmic collisions, much like shattered pottery. An alternative perspective posits that these tiny fragments originated billions of years ago, defying conventional wisdom by resisting aggregation into larger bodies. However, the absence of a viable mechanism to prevent their growth challenges this notion, prompting astronomers to scrutinize existing models and refine their understanding of asteroid formation and dynamics.
How were the Hubble Space Telescope's unique capabilities leveraged in this study?
Scientists spotted these asteroids using Hubble's position as it circles Earth. As the asteroids move across its field of view, they leave streaks, like signatures in the sky, that help understand their trajectories and characteristics. Hubble's cameras measure the brightness of these asteroids, and by comparing this to their distance, scientists can estimate their size. Remarkably, the dimmest asteroids seen are about 1/40 millionth as bright as the faintest star visible to the naked eye.
It's fascinating to consider the challenges involved in locating these asteroids within such a vast archive of images.
Indeed, the positions of asteroids change over time, making it impossible to find them simply by entering coordinates. As co-author Bruno Marin of the European Space Astronomy Center in Madrid, Spain, pointed out, astronomers don't have the time to go looking through all the asteroid images themselves. That's where the collaboration with over 10,000 citizen science volunteers came in, enabling them to peruse the huge Hubble archives and make this groundbreaking discovery.
The collaboration between professional astronomers and citizen scientists in this study is truly remarkable. The findings, published in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics, shed new light on the population of small asteroids in our solar system and the ongoing quest to understand their origins and evolution. And with that fascinating report, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.